The top U.S. diplomat for Africa says al-Qaeda has increasing influence over the militant Islamists who control much of Somalia.
The Council of Islamic Courts is now controlled by East Africa al-Qaeda cell individuals. The top layer of the courts are extremists to the core. They are terrorists, and they are in control, and that's a problem.
That's Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Jendai Fraser. She spoke to reporters yesterday. She says al-Qaeda is calling for a holy war in the Horn of Africa. We're going to discuss the situation in Somalia now with Matt Bryden of the International Crisis Group. He was in Somalia several weeks ago, and we have reached him in Nairobi, Kenya. Mr. Bryden, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How pervasive is al-Qaeda's influence in Somalia?
Not as pervasive as Assistant Secretary of State Fraser is suggesting. The linkages between militants in the Islamic courts and some of the members of East Africa's al-Qaeda, these are fairly well established. I don't think there's any doubt. But to suggest that al-Qaeda has now taken control of the courts, which is a very broad movement whose leadership are fairly public, I think this is an exaggeration.
Let's remember the basics here. Somalia has been in chaos for years. Islamic militias won control of the capital, Mogadishu, and they have been administering their version of justice through these Islamic courts. That's what's at issue here, right?
Well, there are several things at issue. Somalia is shaping up to be a regional crisis, and now with the United States wading into the fray in a very public way, potentially now elevating Somalia to a global issue.
Why would the United States, as you see it, overstate the role of al-Qaeda in all of this?
Well, I think the United States is following partly Ethiopia's lead. It's sensitive to the concerns also that Kenya and Djibouti have. And there is a fear that if the leadership of the courts are not able to contain the militants, that al-Qaeda could establish a foothold in Somalia. The question is whether the way to achieve that is by engaging with the courts or whether hyping this into another front on the global war on terror is the right way to go.
Are you saying you would favor some kind of diplomatic exchange with these Islamic courts as though they were a regular established government?
Well, not as an established government. No, they are not. They're one of several factions competing to control Somalia. But I think what is needed is a calibrated approach, which involves some diplomacy and also some measures that fall short of military intervention. There's a whole range of possibilities of targeted sanctions and economic pressures that could be tried before we get to the threat of a military intervention, which is what the UN Security Council, under U.S. pressure, called for a week ago.
Mr. Bryden, when you were in Somalia, how urgent and how violent was the situation?
Well, I was last in Mogadishu, which was under control of the courts, and it was the calmest, most peaceful, and most secure that it has been in 15 years. That said, on the front line between Ethiopian troops and the courts, tensions are very high. There have been more frequent clashes in recent weeks and more casualties on both sides. And I think the potential for this now erupting into a full-scale war in the coming weeks is very high indeed.
Matt Bryden of the International Crisis Group recently left Somalia. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.